So again, how likely are we to see this potential change happen? How popular have the ARC PLC programs been with policymakers relative to what might happen with the crop insurance subsidy cap? Are we also likely to see this change? Can you give us a gauge on that?
This is a really hard one to call. Being a cynical old economist, my guess is that we'll end up with a number that's somewhere around $750,000 as an AGI limit. That will effectively impact virtually no farm at all. The history here has been that that AGI limit has been set in legislation by the House and Senate Agriculture Committees in ways that very, very few people are affected. The devil is always in the details in writing legislation, and implementing legislation is even harder. So likely on that issue, there is likely to be a gesture towards the administration. The real problem, though, for the House and Senate Agriculture Committees, who are going to write this bill, is that we are likely looking at pressure on total spending. While the Trump overall budget, which has draconian cuts in many programs, not agriculture, but in many other programs, including SNAP, is dead on arrival, the issue of the budget deficit in a Republican-controlled Congress, in particular, is going to be more of a concern. And so it's going to be hard for the agricultural committees, the leadership on those committees, which are all from farm states or farm districts. Congressman Conaway, who chairs the House Ag Committee, is from North Texas, somewhere near Lubbock. And the person who previously chaired that committee is from Oklahoma and has his own wheat farm. Peterson, who's the ranking member from Minnesota on that committee, has a large agricultural constituency. In the Senate, Senator Roberts and Senator Stabenow have agricultural interests, although not the same interests. And we're seeing some conflict within the Senate about where farm subsidy spending should go, which doesn't make the life of the commodity groups easy this time around. The commodity groups themselves have a conflict too. Cotton growers feel that they're not getting enough money out of current programs. Whether or not they need it, they don't feel it. It's pretty clear that if they are to get additional funding, it's going to have to come out of somebody else's hide or some other commodity's hide. And that's not an easy place for the agricultural groups to be. So they have some work to do in developing a coalition that might work. So when we look at where policy change is likely to occur, if I had to put money down on actual policy change, a moderate change in AGI is likely. Some sort of cap on total premium subsidies is likely. But the number one most likely change is on the subsidy that's associated with the harvest price option, because that does look to many people like a luxury Cadillac type of insurance. If you like a platinum-plated insurance policy that's heavily subsidized and that particularly benefits very large operations that don't really look like they need the support.